What's up, everybody? It's Mark from Dirty Honey, and you're watching CMS TV.
Here on Chris Aiken Presents, want to thank Mark LaBelle from Dirty Honey for checking in. Can't Find the Breaks is the album. Go see him on tour. And Eric, great to see a younger band doing it, right?
Absolutely. I'm all for it. I'm always in support of any of the younger generation people doing rock music. I always give them the thumbs up.
Absolutely. It's good. And good band. I mean, they are such a good band. If you like that whole kind of, they're more rock than metal, really. I mean, they're definitely more Black Crowes-y. And Mark even said in the interview that, you know, Chris Robinson is who he stole his look, his act, his sound, his everything from. So, you know, right. I mean, that's good role model if you're into that kind of music. So good stuff from him. But now we're going to go to another musical style that I know you grew up on.
Okay.
That, of course, being Slayer.
Right.
We're gonna totally transform over. Kerry King, today's big news of the day is that Kerry King has released the new song, Idle Hands, the first thing from his new solo. I'm starting to blast it in my ears. First thing from his solo band. Have you heard the song yet?
I want to hear the song. I just heard that he this announced today. I knew he was doing something. Do we have it?
We have it, of course.
Let's listen to some of it.
We will. Let me first, before we do that, I'll tell you the lineup so you know who's in the band.
Great.
The band consists of Mark Acequeda from Death Angel on vocals.
Okay.
Kerry, obviously, playing, I guess, some rhythm and some lead. Phil Demmel playing guitar as well.
Wow.
Paul Bostoff of, of Slayer fame and Testament and whatever on drums. And Kyle Sanders from Hell Yeah on bass. So it really is kind of a super group.
It is, for sure.
Let's pull this sucker up here. Share the screen.
YouTube. Pull this sucker up!
All right, so check it out. This is Kerry King, Idle Hands. We'll play a little of it, and then we'll talk about it as we go. So check it out.
Violence spreads my retribution into great retaliating. I can't believe what I see with my own eyes. Can't just have the truth of all the lies. Ideology is at the core. Deceiver, I'll believe in your faith. I don't need any more.
Well, what do you think?
my first thoughts are that the Death Angel guy was a good choice, because if you were looking, like, if he's going to be putting in some Slayer covers into the set, mm-hmm. you need somebody that could do a Tom Araya, and I'm hearing that he can do that there. And then I was almost getting some almost Rob Zombie Thunderkiss vibes in the beginning with that voice he was doing. Sounded like the narration.
Yeah.
Well, but whatever he was singing in the beginning there just sounded like it was like a Rob Zombie intro or something. I noticed the guitar wise, it sounds like he's using real amps. It sounds like he's using his old Marshalls or something. It sounds like sounds more Metallica. It sounds like early kind of dun 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 dun. What's Metallica song is
back
that?
Back to the front. You
no,
will
Damage
do
Incorporated.
What
no,
I see.
Damage Incorporated.
Okay.
What was it? Something is my only excuse. Honesty is my only excuse.
Right.
But I'm not gonna get you. I mean, it sounds like he took it from that song, honestly. That's what it sounded like, that song. It's okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. This sounds a little, I don't know. I'm not that impressed with it, but
you want to hear a little more?
Sure.
All right, let's play a little more, and then I'm going to make a comparison, and you can tell me if I'm crazy or not. But
you're crazy, Chris. I don't need to hear it to know that.
Well, there is that, but here we go. Check it out. It's a little more. Kerry King, Idle Hands, the first song from Kerry King.
Do I get in line to question all divine? So many rules to bend till the end, idle hands. Do the devil's work. My ambition, amplified by my ambition. Here I stand in pure defiance, fighting back your God-reliance. Die! Deviance is always on the rise. Welcoming the heart.
All right, here's my question.
Honesty is my only excuse.
Exactly. It's definitely a Metallica, a Metallica thing. Let me ask this question, and tell me honestly if you think this is true. I have an opinion on this, which I've not offered yet. But do you think, like you said, it's okay, but not great?
And then I immediately felt bad, by the way, because who the fuck am I? Who cares what I fucking think?
Well, it's just we're just talking about it. We're two fans. We're fans.
That was fucking
fans
awesome. Like if I had just done some cocaine, I was fucking in an angry mood, I'd fucking listen to that. I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Well, here's the question, though. As a fan, and again, we're just talking as fans here, as a fan, do you think that you have such expectation on this to be as good as Slayer that anything he did would be a letdown?
Well, my expectations were different than that. Like I was going to say this was an opportunity for him to do something outside of that. And it sounds like he's trying to stay right within that.
Well, he said that. He said this is just the next like Slayer record without Slayer. He said that.
Right, but it sounds like it's without whoever was writing the Slayer songs, because this doesn't sound anywhere near as
It sounds like Repentless.
Unique.
It
doesn't sound anywhere as unique as some of the Slayer stuff occurred to me. I would imagine that's because the other guitarist probably could contributed a lot of that passed away, right?
Jeff Hanneman, yeah.
Jeff Hanneman. It kind of lets you know that. Okay.
And maybe Gary Holt, too, the last few years. I mean, who knows?
Right.
I mean, Gary might have done some writing, too.
But Kerry King's such a cool dude. I mean, I've met him before. He was super nice to me. He's so iconic going back to the 80s when he had hair, even, in the Beastie Boys videos. And
right.
You know, the first time I was ever knocked unconscious was at a Slayer concert at South of Heaven concert opening for Priest on the Painkiller tour.
Right.
I was probably only 16 years old or something like that. And somebody just punched me in the face right when the lights went down and started playing that song. But I always have a soft spot in my heart for Slayer. They were a little satanic for me as a kid. I was like, oh, this is a little too much, where I kind of probably lean more towards Metallica as my band.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm the same way. I love Slayer. I've seen them 20, 30 times, but I'm with you. If I have to go see Metallica or Slayer, it's not even a competition for me. I would go see Metallica every time.
Plus, with my experience, I was like, you know, I really don't want to get hurt. I'm not out looking at, like, I wasn't like a mosher guy. I learned that pretty quick. You know, some guys are bigger in stature and can enjoy that more. I'm not. I was
definitely mosh pit guy. I liked getting in the mosh pit and mixing it up, man. I definitely did. But all right, here's my thoughts on this Kerry King.
Okay.
I'm going to bring up another song. And this is where I have a real question mark at this point on if this whole thing is going to be good. It's going to be good. Let me stress that. It's going to be good. That song that we just played right there, it's a good tune.
This would rock anywhere. Like what they're playing, people would go nuts if you were hearing this live. Mm-hmm. It probably sound heavy as shit. I'm hearing it for the first time, and I'm just I wasn't prepared to hear it. I'm just giving them the first judgment.
Yeah, because I didn't even tell you we were doing this. So
right.
You really were not given any warning. My big problem I have with this is probably going to be surprising to most. It's Mark Asagueto, the singer. And I'm a Death Angel fanatic. Death Angel is one of my top 10 favorite bands ever. I mean, I love them. But this song sounds like Death Angel. It doesn't sound unique from Death Angel. And I just went at random and I pulled up their last studio album, Humanicide. Listen to this and tell me if it doesn't just remind you. It's different. It's a different beat, I guess. But tell me it doesn't sound exactly like what we just heard. I'll skip into the middle of it a little bit because it has a slow intro. You see what I mean? It's like the same voice. It's too similar. And it is the same voice, but
yeah.
To me,
I was going to say, Chris, if I hired Rob Halford to play in my band, I'm not wanting him to sound like Bo Diddley, you know, or
right, well, whatever.
That was a bad example.
No, it's not a bad example. Actually, if you go into history, Fight sounded like Judas Priest.
Right.
I mean, vocally, not musically. It was they did different music with Rob's signature sound. I don't hear that. Take the voice off of this for a minute. If you were hearing this song and you heard that other song, they're in the very similar style, no?
Yeah, definitely similar style. I mean, I kind of, this guitar tone speaks to me a little more that they're using on this Death Angel than the other one. But I do appreciate the Slayer one. Yeah, their styles are similar. Isn't there more of a connection too? Like there's the big four, but like Death Angel's kind of like not far behind on that, where they're probably
Death Angel's right there. The next four, as they call it, is generally it's generally Testament, Death Angel, Exodus, and Overkill.
Right, bingo.
Is usually the they call that the next four, and I would almost. For me personally, I would sub in Death Angel for Slayer, personally.
Right, which they probably have. They probably have been called in plenty of times in those situations.
Well, dude, the last time, and this is where the history, I mean, they have a long history because they're all from the Bay, you know, but the last time I saw Slayer was, I think, the Repentless Tour. I think that's what that tour was. And, you know, the opening band was Death Angel.
Right.
It was Behemoth, Death Angel, and I think Lamb of God, and Slayer. You know, so they know each other. They've played similar shows together. Again, I'm not complaining. I'm thrilled that Kerry King is carrying on. You know, I get that Tom Araya didn't want to do it anymore, and he's pretty retired. You know, like he's not doing anything as far as I know. You know, And good on him for deciding he'd had enough, and good on Kerry for continuing. But man, you know, it's interesting to say the least that he picked a guy that's in a band very similar to what he does.
Right,
Kerry did.
Yeah. Well, that's what he does, and he wants to continue doing it. He could have an opportunity to do a little bit different sound, or you know, especially vocally, mostly. Yeah. You know, try what can you do with a different singer? Just like I love Steven and everything we've done, but you know, when he retires, the next chapter of my life, I'm not going to be looking for somebody who sounds like Steven. You know, I'll probably take the opportunity to play with somebody who had a totally different sound, just to branch out. You know?
Yeah, to let you expand a little bit and do some other things. Yeah, and again, now here's one question that I have a thought on. I'm curious if you have a thought on. Will this be successful?
It'll be successful for what he's probably expecting it to be, which is where they're going to play clubs and theaters, and he's going to do half this record and half Slayer tunes.
Half Slayer, probably. Yeah, I mean, do you think it'll be significantly less people than Slayer would draw, though? No,
I would agree with that. I mean, I'm going to assume that they'll play on some festivals, of course. But as far as like headlining shows, I would imagine this would be at a club or theater level. But those shows are awesome.
Yeah, those are awesome to go to. Dude, yep. I'm for it. I'm hoping that they don't play even like 5,000 seaters. I'm hoping that I get to see this in like a, like I didn't get to go to the show, but like last week they had Fear Factory and Machine Head played at the casino that's right by my house. And I was like, wow. I honestly I didn't even know it was happening, or I probably would have gone to that, but that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see, you know, 1,500, 1,800 people, whatever it is. I would love to see this band in that kind of a that kind of a setting. That would be awesome. You know,
definitely would be a good time. There's no bad seats in the house. You know, people are probably going to be bringing their Death Angel and Slayer stuff to get signed by some of these guys and the other dudes. They're bands that they've been in.
Right on. All right, man. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to scrap everything else that I had on the list because I know you have a story that you want to want to tell to kind of wrap up today's episode.
Yeah. We'll change gears a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought I would talk about the huge company Levi's, which is, you know, been a huge part of American life since very early in this
you're
country.
You're talking blue jeans, right?
The blue jeans, Levi's jeans. I mean, that's for me, you know, as a kid and you know, growing up in the 80s, that was the jeans, especially me at my age, 501 sure. jeans were like the shit in the 80s right. and you wore the crap out of them. You wore them till they had holes in them. And
it's a guy's jean though.
It was a guy's jean. It was the rocker jean for the most part.
Mm-hmm. They tried for guys, it was Levi's. For chicks, it was Jordache.
That's right. Anyways, I've stayed with the company all these years pretty much, and they've tried to keep up, you know, with the times, changing their styles, you know, the fit. Right. In the 90s, they were going for a looser style. At some point, I mean, the goofiest blunder years point I remember with Levi's was when I showed up to work one day and I had got like off the clearance rack, which will tell you something because usually those are closeout things nobody wants, but it was like these bell bottoms that were just ridiculous. They looked like I was like a Super Mario Brothers character.
The big old new metal bell bottom jeans.
Yeah, they were just like straight, just I don't even know. It was just cartoon looking. It was just ridiculous. It was ridiculous. Right. And I remember a couple people laughing at me when I showed up one day, and I kind of knew, okay, these aren't going to fly. Then later, you know, as we got into the 2000s, you know, the skinny jeans kind of made a comeback and the more tapered and the low waist. And, you know, then it's just become kind of a parody over time. Now, when you see like, you know, middle-aged guys, which I am now, you know, I'm past middle age, really, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I will always wear tighter shit on stage to be sure, just for the performance. Sure. You know, factor, but generally speaking, I'm not running around Winco my fucking skinny jeans, you know, my stage jeans and shit, you know. And I've had a few issues even with like these stretchy, like they changed how they made jeans, like over over time they started going with like stretchier material and lower waist, which basically you don't even realize how fat you're getting, you know what I mean, because it's like
right, cause
stretching
it just
out and now your gut like fits perfectly over this, you know, waist, this low waist, you know what I mean? So you're just like, oh, I can wear these, hey, I'll look skinny in these from the waist down. You know what I mean? And look like an egg on stilts,
right?
But anyways, I've stayed a fan, and now here we move to present day. They've brought back the Levi's 501s for my for my youth, and I'm like, yes, finally! These are my casual jeans I like to wear. They're not low waisted; they're kind of high waisted, and they keep you on your toes because if you get fat, you start to muffin top on those, becomes uncomfortable to wear them. They don't give quite as much, but they are also awesome because the original fit 501s, I feel like when you pull those up and you button them, you don't need a belt with them usually because of the way they're fit. If you're wearing them properly, they'll stay up there. And anyways, they're a great jean. Now the price of Levi's has increased, so it's caused me to have to like look around for deals. Occasionally Kohl's has deals, but they're a lot of times Levi's isn't included in their, hey, it's 30% off this week. Not on the Levi's. Usually the Levi's it's the pricing a few times in the year, they'll drop it down, but it used to be where you could get a pair for like $39, about $40. If you were looking around, you could get a fair price. If you got a clearance rack pair of Levi's, maybe 30. But typically they're now looking for like $50 or $60. They want you to throw down $50 or $60 or more for a pair. If they did anything special, some kind of customized line of, ones they're doing, they'll charge $80 or more, $100, $150 if it's some throwback. As I was looking around for different places, I came across on my Capital One shopping, they actually had the Levi's warehouse where you could buy direct from the warehouse, which, hey, that sounds good. And they were doing what appeared to be, you know, great deals, you know, upwards of 50, 75% off on some of these jeans. Plus, you're going to get, sometimes it was like 5 to 8% back on my Capital One card, like cash back for shopping at Levi's. So I was like, oh, this makes sense. So I started doing that. Now they've lowered that cash back amount a little, but they still had some pretty good deals. Now, last week I go, you know, even though I own probably a goddamn 150 pair of Levi's, I don't even know what to do with them all. I have so many, it's ridiculous. They're in bags, they're garbage bags in my closet. They're like, I just have a shitload of all those styles I talked about over the years. You know what I mean? They're just, they're still all in there. The ones with holes, the one without holes, or, you know, whatever. So anyways, I saw they had a deal where they had these black 501s and then these other 501s. I didn't have that wash or what have you. And they had a good deal going. They had my size and they were actually going to be $20 a pair.
All right. Wow.
$20. I was like, but I noticed it did say, hey, no returns on this. This is final. These are final sales at these prices.
Okay.
Hey, no problem. I know Levi's. You send me, if I order 501, I know what's going to fit. I'm a 32-32. I know it's going to fit me. With Levi's, I just tell you the size. It's going to be right. I order it. I'm excited about this because when you get a good freaking deal, you really get excited about something. Not only is it something great, but I got a great deal. I'm going to save some money. I'm going to get ahead. You know what I mean? Well, a few days goes by, the package, the Levi's have arrived. I walk down. I get my package, right? That comes from them. This is supposed to be my two pairs of Levi's 501s. It was supposed to be the black pair. And it was supposed to be like a more washed looking 80s kind of pair.
Okay.
$20 each. I open the bag up and right away I go,
oh no,
that ain't no motherfucking black jean. You know? I was like, what is this? What is this? What is this? And I look and I'm looking at the size. Now, Chris, would you happen to be a 38, 32?
I'd like to be.
Oh, you're right. Well, these are both 38, 32, sir. And these are the same. Whoever ordered this, these are not 501s. These are 505s, and they are 38, 32. I ordered 501s that are 32, 32. So right away, I'm like, what the fuck did they do at the warehouse? Right. You know what I mean? Like, okay, they put this is wrong. Something happened. Then I look further. I look at the packing slip in there.
Yeah.
It's some other guy's packing slip in Ohio.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a dude in Ohio and it's got his address and it's got his phone number. It's got what he paid. It looks like he got a similar kind of warehouse closeout deal. It looks like he paid only $20 a pair himself.
Sure.
And he got himself. I mean, this guy could lose a few pounds too, but just saying by the size there. But anyways, he's probably pissed off too. You know what I mean?
Bet.
I'm wondering like if he got, you know, mine and I got his, but this could be even more drastic of a problem they created. You know, who knows who got who's what, but now I'm like desperately going like, what? I'm pulling the bag out of the trash. I was so confident that this was a done deal that like when I pulled the jeans out, I had put the white outer bag in the trash. And, oh, I don't need this packing slip. Yeah. Right. Like, wait a second. Whoa. And I'm like digging back in the trash. I'm like pulling it back out, trying to fucking, you know, make sense of what happened here. And I'm looking for a phone number to call, and it's got the automated service, and you're like, fuck, you're like trying to deal with this automated service and push this for that and this, and nothing that happened to me is one of the options that I'm looking for on here. Everything they're saying, none of it is, we sent you the wrong shit. There's no press seven that we sent some other guy in Ohio shit to you. There's no,
yeah,
that button wasn't there. Right. So I'm going through, the only thing that came close to this was, do you want to track your order? Which of course it's going to tell me it came. Of course. Yeah. Oh, your order. Yeah, it's there. Right. Yeah, but it's the wrong order, and you don't have anything I could say for that. So you could imagine my blood pressure. And I have a heart condition. This isn't good. My blood pressure is skyrocketing at this point. I start futzing with the menu. It finally says, hold on, we're going to put you through to somebody. Now, mind you, I was surprised they were doing that, because now it's like this was Saturday night evening or Friday evening, maybe. Friday evening at like maybe 6:30 at night that I finally went down. Or it was after hours, you sure. know. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you know, you're probably not going to get, you know, somebody answering the phone in Ohio or something. It's going to be somebody likely.
Hello, my name is Bill.
Yeah, yeah. It was a woman. And she's like, Levi's, how can I help you? And I'm like, okay, yeah. Appears I've gotten someone else's order shipped to me instead of mine. And, you know, it, she goes, what is the order number that you have there? And I had to, like, you know, give that order number. And then she asked for mine. I'm having to, like, futz around with my email and go back and try to find the email from a week ago that actually has that, the right order number on it. Yeah, that took my time is just getting wasted as, you know, as I'm doing this. And I give her the number, and you could hear the clicking, the
yeah.
Going, okay. And she goes, okay, hold on. We'll see here. And she's, you know, and I hear the clicking, and she leaves for like 2 minutes. And then I'm like, I can't believe this. Now I'm thinking, well, you know, now I'm going to have to wait like another week to get my order. Right. That's what I'm thinking is a worst case scenario here. Right. She goes back, oh, okay. Tell you what we're going to do for you. Now, Chris, when someone says to you, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for you.
Yeah.
Typically, does that mean you're going to get less than what you ordered or more?
Absolutely. I would hope more.
She goes, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give your money back for those black jeans, and we'll send you the other ones in like a week. And I'm like, wait, what? No, the whole reason I've never had a black pair of 501s. I always wanted a black pair of 501s. For some reason, as a kid, when they were around, my mom, it just didn't happen. You know, when your parents are buying your clothes or whatever, you know, before you, when you're 10, 11, 12, before you have a job at 16, 15, 16 and can buy your own shit, you're kind of dependent on your folks paying for your shit. Mm-hmm. And I never had the black ones, and it was nostalgic. I specifically wanted the black ones.
Well, okay? but, and them offering to let you keep one and send another one, that does you no good either. Cause neither pair of those fit you anyway.
Well, we didn't even get to the wrong ones that I'm sitting on. You know what I mean? We didn't even get to those. She's just saying, she's basically saying the black ones, which were the whole motivation for me getting these in the first place, which I was excited about. Not only to get the black ones for nostalgic reasons, but that these were for $20. You're not going to see a deal like that. You know what I mean? This was amazing. But basically what happened was they ran out of these. So I was getting like one of the last pairs. So when they fucked up and sent this to this dude in Ohio, that was it. That was that was the last pair I was ever getting. So you imagine how the level of disappointment on so many levels for that. But at the same time, I'm like, well, hold on. You know, this is Levi's. It's not like I'm talking a department store that carries Levi's. I'm talking to Levi's.
Yeah. Okay. They can make more.
Whatever it takes. I mean, I'm not asking for something that should be that, it was that small run of a thing. These are black 501 jeans. What is the problem here? Why are you having to give me my money back and say, fuck you? Why are you doing that? You know, and I lost it. I was like, no, I could hear myself losing it. And I was like, don't lose it. You're losing it. You're losing it. I'm all, this is BS. I'm like, you know, and I just started going off and then she gives me the, sir, you don't have to yell at me, you know.
Please refrain from using that language.
Right. And I go, look, I'm sorry. You know, I reeled it back down. She's like, let me see what I end up going, look, I refuse to believe that Levi's can't get me a pair of black 501s. I'm sorry, not buying it, lady. You know, and she goes, okay, let me see what I can do for you. And she's starts going back to the whole thing. She comes back. We can give you your money back for the Levi's Black 501.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, this is, you know, yeah, I'm not dealing with this. I'm like, and what about this guy's jeans here? What's going on with those? You're expecting me to like do your job and go pack them up like I'm a warehouse and go ship them off to this guy? Like I got time to deal with that shit. She's like, no, we wouldn't. And then she's like, kind of not gaslighting me, but like, you know, basically saying, no, we know you wouldn't want to go and send these back to us and waste your time, you know, trying to like pull at me. Like, if anything, if I'm sending these to anybody, it's this dude who didn't get his shit. Like, yeah. I could just go, you know what? Fuck you. I'll send this guy his shit. And hey, that would be cool if he did that for me. But, you know, I could even call him. But all this is intrusive to know that some dude has my jeans and my information and my phone number and my address is bothersome to me. And the last four digits of my credit card number is on there. You know what I mean? Like, this is I realize mistakes happen. I'm trying to like reel it in, because even me, as a guy who does deliveries part time for, you know, for the flower shop, I remember effing things up where I pulled the wrong flowers out of the car and left them at the wrong person's house. And I've had to freaking drive back there and fix it, but it got fixed. It was. And if there was something where, you know, somebody was out of town and the flowers fell over while they were gone, you know, it cost the shop, but we could replace that for you. Right, you know what I mean? This is a situation where apparently there's no this whatever black whatever they were calling this gene, whatever the SKU number was on it. This was the last of them, and they're pretty much whatever, get out of here. And
well, dealing with a tiny company like Levi's too, it's very hard to come up with the most common gene ever, just in a different color. Come on,
right? No, so she comes back again. Does all that thing. Okay, here's what we're going to do. She comes back 5 minutes later. Because I remember telling her, I'm sorry, I'll take all the time you need. Go, because whatever you're giving me isn't going to work. Whatever you're saying here doesn't work for me. So she comes back and basically says, okay, if you see another, and I'm using a regular American guy voice right now, so you can understand, I'll spare you, okay? She basically says, if I find another black pair of jeans on their website, I can order it. And then reference this ticket number, which is 3502112. Reference this, and they will fix the price. They'll, even though I'll pay for it at full price, they'll give me back my money, so it equals $20 on a bike, which sounds like a lot of goddamn work to do. We're really
assuming that the next fucking dummy that you call will do it.
Right. This is going to be a lot of hold on. Bullshit. You know, even her like saying I can have this guy's jeans, because I was going, well, how much can I get for these? I'm like looking on eBay for me to put sealed factory 505s. Like, it looks like I could probably get about $30 a pair and charge about $10 shipping and get away with that. So 60, I could say I could probably make 70 or $80 selling this guy's, you know, if somebody wants a 38, 32, I don't know. Like, I don't know how many people are looking for that size. I guess if Chris, from what I'm deducing here, Chris, it's a guy between the size of you and I, right? Somewhere in the middle there. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say it's somewhere in the middle.
I mean,
much closer to you than me.
Really? See, no, I want to save these for you, dude. Are you a 32 in length?
No, I'm a fucking 30. I'm short.
Really? You seem. I met you. I remember I gave you a big hug.
Dude, I'm 5'8".
Taller than me too.
I'm 5'8". 5'9".
Do I have a shitty memory?
You do. Well, we were drinking.
We were. I'm like, you're bigger. Give me a hug.
We were drinking, but yeah, I'm maybe 5'9". I've been measured as 5'8 and 5'9, depending on the doctor, but
right. They do that to us. I always thought I lied on my license and said I was 5'11". That was bullshit. I then go, well, in reality, I'm 5'10". But when they measure me there as a 51 year old guy, they'll tell you I'm 5'9¾", which I'm like, fuck you. Just round it up.
Yeah,
that is 5'9¾". Come on. Mm-hmm. So they've put it.
I'm with you.
So where did we land with this? Basically, she says, this is what's going to happen. I agree to her stupid terms because I figure I'll sell this guy's, you know, stuff, which makes me feel guilty knowing I know whose they are and knowing that there's somebody who has my things and they know who I am. And we have each other's things. Mm-hmm. He'll have an easier time of getting his shit replaced, because these look like pretty typical 505s, like just a standard wash on these. And they sell 505s all the time, and they sell them for less than 501s. They're definitely a cheaper gene. I got more fucked than this guy for sure.
Yeah, he did.
But he can't do anything with 32 32s. Yeah, you know what I mean? What's he going to do with that?
Wrap around his leg.
That's right.
That's it.
Nothing.
Yep. Nothing.
So she says, I'm going to get a credit for one of the jeans on my credit card, and I'm going to get an email showing like a new order for the other jeans. Now, it's been 3 days. I haven't seen a credit. I haven't seen an email.
No, that will be 3 to 6 weeks.
Right. Now, and I'm thinking, you know, part of me, this was a funny afterthought of it all. I was thinking how annoying it is to talk to the customer services when English isn't their first language and they really can't give you, you know, even when I was basically telling her, look, bitch, I know you got some Levi's black jeans there. Don't fuck with me. You know what I mean? And they do. Like if you go today to their website, they got Levi's black 501 jeans, but they ain't $20. They're $75.
Yeah.
Do you think I give a fuck? Put those in the fucking bag and send them to me before I go on the Chris Akin Presents and blow your shit up. You know what I mean? Like, and it's too late for that. It is too fucking late for that. But I was thinking now if I had, you know, an American customer service person that might have like you or a person like you or me, we probably went, oh, dude, we'll fix this for you, man. That was bullshit here. We're saying we got one on the way. Right. But, you know, it's funny because could you imagine if I got like a when Levi's first started, like an old cowboy answering from like 1789 and he's like, ding, now let me get this right. You said you ordered some. Come on now, you ordered some Levi's. Or who am I speaking with today? And I'd be like, oh fuck, can I have the fucking Indian lady back?
Yeah, exactly. Too funny, man. Well,
I'll keep you appraised. I'll keep you appraised on the Levi's thing.
Please
but
do.
That's some bullshit, right, Chris? What is fucking Judge Aiken? Are these people guilty? Is some bullshit or what?
Guilty. Fucking I hate people, dude. It's just come down to that. I just hate people anymore. It's we're just doomed. But all right, well, let's get the fuck out of here, dude. We are out of time. Next week, a friend of yours is gonna be on, Miss Lorraine Lewis.
All right.
She's gonna be on to talk about the Vixen Red video and Vixen, and she said some nice things about one Mr. Eric Ferrantinos as well. So you'll have to
just
wait
just in time for Valentine's
week.
Day. That's just right. In time for Valentine's Day. I got some nice words from Lorraine.
There you go. She's awesome.
You're out of touch. We're out of time. Time.
That's right.
I'm out of my head when you're not around. Whoa, Chris, give it to me.
Whoa.
That's right.
So you're nowhere this week, right? One more week off.
Yes, one more week off, thankfully. And then I want everybody to know that back in the cellar, which is the tour we're calling this Back in the Cellar 2024, where we perform the entire Rat Out of the Cellar album in its entirety, plus some other hits that you love from the band, from the videos and shit. We're going to be with Night Ranger at the Strat in Las Vegas. And this is Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th, which is about another 2 weeks away. Is it 1 week away? 2 weeks away.
2 weeks away.
Yeah. A little less than 2 weeks away. This is something anyone in the country can go to. It's really cheap to get on Southwest and go to Las Vegas and usually to get a room out there. Make it a weekend, man. Go to Vegas this weekend. Go party with a Rat Night Ranger, Piercy.
That's right. Go see Steven Piercy on one of the days and go to the Sphere the other day. There you go.
Yeah. We could have talked about the Grammys. Probably better we didn't. It was all bullshit.
Yeah. Metallica
they did
won.
Show some Sphere.
Big shock.
Yeah.
Metallica won on one of their most average records ever. Fantastic.
It didn't show up. In my youth, it was 94 or whatever when they lost to Jethro Tull. That was such a momentous occasion where everybody realized the Grammys are bullshit.
Yeah.
And then now, all these years later, these dudes get them and like, Central Hilo over there to get it.
Dude, I saw the funniest comment. We'll end on this. I saw a comment on their win on Blabbermouth, and they said it was so important they sent the janitor to get the award.
Oh, that's racist.
So brutal.
That is racist.
So brutal, but kind of true. You send Robert instead of actually showing. I guess it shows what the Grammys are worth now. Absolutely nothing. But all right, let's get the fuck out of here. So,
all right, buddy.
For Chris Akin Presents, I am Chris Akin.
And I'm Eric Ferrantinos.
And we will see you next week. See ya.
the limited edition 6-pick set from Eric Fiorentino's. Get your autograph set today at ericpicks.cmspn.com. $25 includes first class shipping. I drank a float.